Welcome to the Whole Point Podcast, all about guest conversations and our personal thoughts about big ideas that will elevate your life and change your mind.
We're talking about how to bring them into your business, your family, and your real life, and what that looks like day to day on any random Tuesday. I'm Christy Bartelt, a quirky, wise mentor helping women confidently love themselves and change their lives and their minds.
I'm Serena Talbot, and I'm passionate about helping people heal and accomplish their goals, bringing spirituality and intuition into the process so that people can move forward with the life they are created to live. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, welcome to the show. Today, we are talking about whether or not you're giving your energy away and where you might be sending it if you are. So this show comes from the concept of the pendulum, which I'll just briefly explain in the way that Serena and I use it. So everyone's familiar with the pendulum that swings back and forth. If you've ever seen like a metronome, it's the same idea. It goes one way and then swings back the other way. So we are using the idea of a pendulum as an energetic. So energy that goes from one extreme to the other. When I teach clients about the pendulum, I'm generally talking to somebody who is, well, often I'll talk about what's coming up recently, which is people about vaccinations. Now I have clients both pro and against vaccinations and also in the middle, not knowing what they want to do. But the concepts of vaccination in general can be an energy pendulum, meaning that if you are anything but at peace with wherever you are, as far as your own personal decision about vaccines, if you're out there advocating for one side or the other, you are probably on an energy pendulum about vaccines. When you're on the pendulum, the energy you use within that context is no longer your own. It belongs to that energy pendulum and not you anymore. So it can literally be siphoning off your energy, even though sometimes it can feel really, really, really engaging to be on a pendulum, almost like you're getting energy from it, but that's actually not the case. Would you add anything to that description, Serena, to make it more clear?
Well, and when we're talking about energy, to me, I always think of a bank account. I've got so much energy during the day and everything I'm doing is draining my energy or giving me energy. I think of energy as life and our ability and our capacity to enjoy life. And both sides of the pendulum, which is both sides of any argument, we're choosing, or even any life view, we're choosing vaccines because, you know, when you're telling people be less anxious, that's our number one, you know, priority in our job. We cannot ignore, when we work with clients, we cannot ignore this huge energy suck. Mm-hmm. And it's dividing friends and it's dividing family. And there, the whole idea of, is it taking your energy? It's such a powerful idea that if you get on this pendulum, right, you plant yourself on one side and then all of a sudden you're exhausted, angry, frustrated. You hate people that you used to love and you're like, you're anxious. That's what it produces when you get caught up in that energy and you're right and other people are wrong and you feel bad for them and their lives are being destroyed and you just want to save them. And it's like, it's just a frantic energy. And the idea that, you know, that we're going to discuss today is how to get off that pendulum. And the irony is it's the same exact energy drain on both sides, whether you're for or against. And it's an energy of futility, meaning there's nothing you can accomplish. You're spinning because you've already made your decision and the person on the other side has already made their decision. You're not changing anybody's mind. Engagement with the people that you're against just produces more fighting and more angst. It's a lose-lose. When you're on the pendulum, it's a lose-lose. And when you're always losing, it's super energy draining. But there's like this compulsion. Well, if I just do this, then they'll see. If I just do this, I'll win, you know? And it's just, you just spin.
Well, and it's also one of those things where you might not think you're on it, but then social media, you pop onto social media for a quick check and then somebody else is on the pendulum. And then all of a sudden it's like a magnet, like you're sucked into it, whether you agree or disagree, or you're mad that they're posting or want to support their post or something like that. You could be having a completely neutral day, nowhere near a pendulum like this, a disagreement, and then it will show up in some way and it will suck you in. It's almost, and I don't actually hold a belief system about negative energy or entities in this way, where like the devil, all of that stuff. It's kind of one of those things where I've neutralized myself off that pendulum as well, but the energy is actually going somewhere. So we have to think of the argument, both sides of it, as one entity that is gaining its own life force from this. So it's like, if you're really against something, like, boy, neither of these sides should be like this. The idea is that you're just like, I would rather not this exist. But fighting it is also part of the pendulum. It's like a crazy thing. If you're fighting against it, you're still feeding it, no matter if you're neutral.
You cannot war your way to peace.
Yes. Right?
This is what we're trying to do. If I just fight hard enough, what's the outcome? You think your Facebook post, we think our Facebook post is gonna make somebody go, oh my gosh, you're right. I just changed my whole view of life, right? That's what I want when I post one of those, you know, and I just heard about the pendulum, I think like 3 years ago. It's pretty new. I mean, when people started talking about it, right? It set me free from so many of these things, because there was this idea that it was my job to change somebody's mind. Like I was doing my duty to share the information. And once I learned, have you seen Megamind?
No. What is that?
It's a cartoon.
Oh no.
With Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt. So the whole
thing... Wait a minute. Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt have a cartoon?
Yeah. Is it DreamWorks? So Brad Pitt's the good guy, Will Ferrell's the bad guy, and then Brad Pitt, so there's the hero and the villain.
Yeah.
And then the hero just goes away. And so it's this existential crisis with the villain.
He has no one to fight.
Without a hero. He doesn't know what to do. And it's the pendulum. So if you need, you know, a little crash course.
Oh, I love that.
Can watch the movie. But this is the idea. If your opinion... If we operate like that, we always have to be against something. We always have to be warring something. And so it was a really, like when I first encountered it, really made me think about all of life. If there isn't evil, how can I be good? If there isn't wrong, how am I right? Like, do all morals go out the window if we have nothing to rail against, right? Mm-hmm. So it takes a minute to wrap your mind around what we're saying, but it's really important thing to think about. Yeah. And in the middle, so pendulum swings and swings and swings. And the more you focus on the other side, the more energy is being taken from you, because all of the energy to be on your side requires focusing on the other side. That's why it's such an energy drain. And then getting off is becoming neutral, meaning, and this is the way I think of it, we're humans, we're in a pandemic, there's no rule book, there cannot be right and wrong right now. There is every one of us doing our best, and that has to be good enough. And this is the thing that's so hard, because in these instances, you can go down a rabbit hole on your side. You can also go down a rabbit hole on the other side. Yeah. You can get lost. And at the end of the day, these are unknowns. There are just so many unknowns that it just causes anxiety. So you have to do what's best for you to remain in peace.
Well, because ultimately the only right and wrong is the decision in the moment, and then your reflection on whether you would make the decision again. When you're on the pendulum, you're basically kind of fighting or making decisions in the future, because there's a lot of projection often. Like if you do this, then this might happen. Kind of a thing on the pendulum. Yeah. So as soon as I found out about it, number one, again, it was a huge paradigm shift for me, because I was like, whoa, what pendulums am I on? Like, am I on the like health, like live your life super healthy pendulum, only eat a certain way. Yes, I was on that. I'm like, am I on the politics pendulum? 100%. So yeah. I had to start inviting myself off of them. I think of it like an invitation, like, oh, you've recognized it. And now I almost like, you have an engraved invitation, Christy, to invite yourself right out of this pendulum. And what might that look like? Going back to social media, like Facebook will remind me in my memories, like, hey, remember that time 3 years ago where you're on the pendulum? Here's a post you posted, read it. And I'll read it. And I'm kind of like cringe about it because even in reflection, I'm like, oh God, the energy drain of having been so riled up about this, because I firmly believe the solution to things isn't at the level of the problem. And yeah, the level of the problem is the fight.
Yeah. Einstein, you can't fix things at the level of it, you know, at the level of mind that you created them. It's not that, something like that.
Well, but and one thing I think is, oh, sorry to interrupt you, Serena. One thing I think is really interesting, is there's nothing wrong with somebody being quietly determined to spread information about something. Maybe somebody, they're a vaccine researcher, or maybe there's somebody who's been injured by a vaccine and they have like an actual message. You can still firmly study and communicate things without being on a pendulum, but it's a different energy. It's not fighting the other side. It's simply communicating from your place of knowing and not needing it to be anybody else's place of knowing. It's just like a, here's an option of a way, another way to think. It's very, very neutral and it's different. And you'll run across this and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And those are generally the things that actually do make you think.
When it's empowered, right? The question, yep. Is this disempowering or empowering? And when I'm so focused on the other side that everything I'm doing is in reaction and to convince and to fight that other side, then you can feel your energy. Are you in a frantic energy? Is it causing you to feel anxious? Is it causing you to not be able to think about other things? Is it causing you to be exhausted and angry? Like you can feel that. And when you come to a place, so we're not saying never have an opinion about anything.
Right.
Right.
We're not saying that at all.
How this is being construed, but not having the energy of reaction and angst around a decision. And it actually is interesting because being neutral is this empowered, confident. This is what I am doing. This is what I feel is best for my family. And nobody can shake it. Mm-hmm. And when you stay in that place of kind of in your lane, if you think of like being in the middle and in your lane, then whatever anybody says on either side doesn't bother you. Right. And you're doing in your own life what's best for you. And that is a more attractive energy where that's the person that I'm more likely to listen to. Those are the people I'm finding myself listening to about topics to try to, you know, get educated online, are the people who are communicating in a calm way, people who are yelling and frantic. It's really hard to listen and not get into that. Even if I might agree with them, I'm like, oh my gosh, you listen for a little bit and you just feel anxious. And looking at how do we maintain peace in this crazy ass world that we live in right now.
Let me give you like this example is going to be wild, but it's from today. So school drop-off lines. Let us all join the pendulum for a moment of school drop-off lines, because there is a pendulum around that.
I love you, Christy. I'm just going to interrupt because you are like good with the major world issues.
Yeah.
But like little grocery store things and school things, like you're off.
Oh yeah. I'm off to the races.
Hilarious.
So I need to give everyone permission that you will be reactive. So you have full permission to practice the pendulum in everyday life and know that you're going to feel reactive. And that's the signal that you're on the pendulum. Like when you have a giant emotion, you can just check in. Like, have I joined a pendulum? So here's what happened to me today. Go to the school drop-off line, whatever. And it's different than 2 years ago when I was at the school. And I don't agree with how the school drop-off is being run. It doesn't feel efficient, all of this thing. So I'm in the line and there's lots of vibes, like the people running the drop-off line, you can feel energy. At least I can feel energy from them about this. I have energy in my body. So I get real fired up after I drop off today. And I'm in my brain. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to shoot a email to the principal and explain how I think the drop-off should work and blah, 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 blah. And I'm having this whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, because they're really being very controlling about drop-off. And I was like, okay, so we could absolutely do this. So then I have this moment where I'm like, wow, I am really angry. Like, I'm just noticing it, because what do? I practice awareness of my emotions. So it's easier to just be like, okay, I'm really angry. What's actually going on? So I try to take that third party perspective. So there's a difference of opinions about the school drop-off line, my opinion and the way the school is running the drop-off line. So yes, could I fire off an email to the principal and might she actually agree with me? 100%. But I realized that energy felt very much like, I'm going to go and like make it right kind of energy. And I thought to myself, what's actually a more neutral way I could do this? If this is an energy pendulum, which it felt like, because I felt super drained, like it was like my energy was like leaking out of me. Okay, what would that look like? And it would be a solution that doesn't involve them having to change anything. It would be like, well, you don't like the school drop-off line. Is there another option for drop-off? And my mind was like, yeah, just do it this way. So I don't have to fight anybody. I don't have to change anything. And actually, it allows me to just let go of the idea of control, which if I'm thinking they're controlling, guess what? I'm being controlling as well, because it's a reflection like a mirror. And so this morning I had this perfect example of what the energy pendulum of this drop-off was. And it has been draining me for the weeks that we've been in school, every time I go there twice a day. And also, I had permission to come home and I just ranted to my husband about it. I let myself just like get it out. And then I said, and here's my solution. I didn't stay stuck in the rant of being angry. I let myself feel it. And then I provided my solution. I let him know, and then I will adjust as necessary. But that is, I think, like a everyday example of being on an energy pendulum. That's somewhere I'm giving my energy away, that I could actually be like, no, no, thank you. I'm not doing that anymore.
It's the idea of responding versus reacting. And what you did was you paused.
Well, first I had to acknowledge that I was angry. Like I had to have full permission, like, oh, that's anger in my body before I could ever pause.
And that's the interesting thing, that because in order for me to be right about anything, someone has to be wrong. And in order for me to know how right I am, I kind of have to know how wrong they are, which means I have to give them a lot of energy and focus and attention and power. It's disempowering. Where my focus is where my power is. So where I'm focusing on the bad guys or the evil ones, if I'm focused on how I need to try to convince somebody else to do something different, or how that other side is messing with my life, like you were saying, I mean, that was such a good example. They have too much control over what? Your life.
And it makes me feel helpless.
Yeah.
Which then makes me feel angry.
Yeah. This is everything. And it's not saying these things aren't important, or making light of the vaccine, or making light of politics, or making light of the world we live in right now. But how do we be empowered and not disempowered? So if you think of every time I'm focusing my time, effort, energy, I'm empowering on the other side, I'm empowering the other side, and it's stopping actual progress. So when you brought it in back to you, and then how do I do this? Wow, I'm really on this pendulum. How do I do this? Your brain, look at that. Like, look how powerful our brains are when we take a minute to pause, ask a question, and then our brain's like, oh yeah, I'll get that served up right there for you. The answer for you in your life that brings power back into your heart. You're in the middle, and that's where the power is. And then you have a solution. And it's a lot of times a win-win. And if it isn't a win-win, if there's no answer, there's no good answer to pandemic 2020, 2021,
nope,
no good answer. It brings it to what's my answer that's best for my family right now. And this has been interesting because, you know, I've loved arguing. I grew up loving arguing, being really good at it. So this whole idea of getting off the pendulum has set me free, but I was a little addicted to it. Like I would find myself looking for it, loving, like I beat them in that argument. It's fascinating because this idea has settled me. Mm-hmm. And all, like when you look back into your Facebook post, like all the things I argued about, I'm like, oh my goodness, like that sucked. That wasn't fun. That wasn't a fun way to live. Like thinking about this person, like my second cousin's child on Facebook that I never talked to, like how I'm going to prove them wrong. You know, meanwhile, like I could be playing a game with my kids or something useful, you know?
Well, meanwhile, you could just literally be like, oh yeah, of course I might want to prove someone wrong. And also, would that be the best use of my energy right now? Like I find that there's no, the most important part of this for me personally is not shaming myself for having my reactions still to this day. I know about the pendulum. I practice getting off the pendulum. And also when I came home today, I mean, if I had recorded the rant, people would have been like, woo, look at Christy go. Like, what is happening? But I knew what I was doing. I had a safe person who I could talk to. And I was very clear. Hey, I'm really upset about this. And I'm in that weird black and white. There's a right way and a wrong way. And I just need to let off steam. Just like when I read those old Facebook posts, I go a little cringe. And I'm like, but that girl, that's what she knew at the time. And so I don't have any shame about it. I'm just really freaking proud of where I am now.
The way to peace. So whenever I listen to my intuition, I always think God's going to be like, you are so right, Serena. Oh my gosh. I can't 100%. Believe those people, you know? And whenever I do, I talk to God and it's like, you're fine. Like it's all as well. It's fine. Like I don't find my soul. I don't find my intuition. I don't find God on the pendulum.
God is very much in my, so grew up Mormon, which is, you know, authoritarian and there's like a right and wrong way to do things. That's welcome to religion. It's not bad. Like there were lots of good things about it. But in my mind, God was this kind of like bigger than me. Like, here's how you do it. Go do it right. But, and now I'm like, oh, so he's just like a pot smoker in a room. He's like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's cool. Like that's fine. Like that's how in my mind, it has shifted so much. It's probably like a terrible comparison.
But when you come to that place, right, well, that's what it does seem like. It seems like God doesn't care enough. Like God, when I connect and pray and listen to my intuition, it's like, it's fine.
And I get the vibe of like, because my huge shift was, it's not that there is not care there. It's that it's all going to work out no matter what. And I just need to like relax.
And what is the solution, right? So to me, if humanity is sick, mm-hmm. and I think we could agree with that, and going through like a healing crisis, and I'm part of humanity and I'm a cell that's part of the organism, one more frantic cell isn't helping anything. So I think when we think of the idea or God or intuition, it's saying, let's get you calm, like a calm, peaceful part makes a more calm, peaceful whole. And I do believe we're going through this shift of healing. And so all of these things are coming up. And each individual, one of us has the option to get frantic, angry, drained, mm-hmm. and so sick spiritually, because where's all of your energy going if you're giving it away and it's draining? Do you have it for your family? Do you have it for your business? Do you have it even to just your health, your own physical
health? That resonates so much for me, the health part.
Yeah. If we view it like that, then, and that is how I've come to view it, instead of like a war where half will die, that's super depressing, right? If you're right, who needs to stop thinking what they're thinking? It's usually the other half. So there needs to be a conquering, and then there needs to be the shame and repentance, and they're terrible and they all need to change their minds, which is never going to happen. Like, it's really good to take these things out to like, okay, then what? Okay. And then what? Yeah. And then what? And the only then what that I like is that we're all healing and like
getting to be ourselves in like a, Well, so nonviolent communication, which is a book by Marshall Rosenthal, one of those two endings. It's an excellent book, particularly if you didn't grow up in a household that taught you like really healthy communication styles. But in retrospect, you know, I knew about the pendulum. I had read this book and it's a framework I teach a lot of clients, but the thing about nonviolent communication is it is like how to neutralize yourself in a conversation, off the conversations pendulum with somebody, if it's like a angry or escalating conversation. This whole idea of nonviolent communication, which is understanding the what the other is saying and differentiating how they're feeling versus like what the actual situation is, which was like today, like, what am I feeling in drop-off line? I'm feeling angry. Well, okay, well, what is actually going on? Well, I probably need a different way to drop my kids off. Like, it, not getting the two things stuck together. But I find that this idea of like you said, pausing, slowing things down, which is what I did, right? That idea of, if we have to add our healed cell to the organism, if that's our only job, our literal only responsibility, then we need to get really good at this neutrality thing, whether it's a conversation with people, which is where I would bring in the nonviolent communication if you need communication skills, or whether it's managing your own emotional reactions so you can get under them and figure out what's really going on. But ultimately, if you're looking for places to take your energy back so that you can actually do the thing, heal, do the job you want to do, this is where it exists. It doesn't exist in a 12-step process. It's right where you already are.
It's powerful because if you had not paused and processed and got off the pendulum, you could have stayed angry for the whole rest of the school year and not taken the one action that's going to fix the problem, right?
I would have sent an email, which then would have had me responding to an email. I mean, just the idea of the number of like steps that would have incurred from that place.
Yeah. And what do we all want? We want a solution. So what we're saying by getting off the pendulum is where you find solutions. You are spinning your wheels if you are just focusing on the other side that you are against and trying to convince the other side or justify your side. And so our bodies are brilliant. They're telling you. How do you know if you're where you need to be in life, in having peace, in coming up with a solution? You're going to feel it. Check in. You're going to feel if you're in a place where you're going to spin your wheels and you're going to have the same conversation for the next 5 years straight, you're going to feel anxious, angry, agitated, and drained. If you can recognize that and ask that powerful question, what is a solution for me right now? Your brilliant mind's going to come up with it. So that point from angry, agitated, drained to neutral, that's the work.
That's the work. And it can be, the crazy thing is, everything is practice, right? We all have to take action and like do it, but it can be really fast and easy.
Yes.
And
once you're aware of
doing it,
subconscious, being on the pendulum is a subconscious space. We all find ourselves. We're right, they're wrong. And once you make it conscious, which is what we're talking about, saying, thinking about that there even was a pendulum, for me, that was the game changer.
Yep.
There is this pendulum, and am I getting anywhere? It's a powerful question. Are you changing the world in the way you want to by arguing or researching or sitting at your house watching videos, just getting more and more and more ramped up? Is it actually affecting the change you want? That's one thing that I did when I found myself. It was with a few years ago with the terrorist attacks in France. And I was just like out of sorts and like, oh my gosh, what do we do? And then, you know, you can find information. So this is the thing I think that's really important to note. So I'll go back to, if I don't remind me, the Social Dilemma is a really good documentary to watch because our attention is a commodity right now. That's really important that we cannot ignore in this conversation. My attention is making some people in this world a whole ton of money.
Yep.
And the thing that grabs my attention the most is controversy. And there are algorithms that know that, and they are on purpose sticking them in front of our eyeballs so that we will be glued to our devices. And this pendulum is a sure ticket to get your attention to be glued to a device, whether you're watching YouTube videos, whether you're talking on social media, whether, you know, you are doing some other kind of research. If you've given your attention to a device and it's in this pendulum, you have been manipulated. I have been manipulated many, many times because my attention is being sold. the things that I'm clicking on, the information that I'm giving, the ways that I shop, it's all being sold. So we can't ignore that. And the algorithm is designed for more controversy, because more controversy means more
attention. It's designed to create feelings in us.
Yeah.
Which, and they don't care if they're good or bad. Emotions are energy. It's designed to create an energy that it needs. That's what
it's for. We're being milked like cows.
Well, you know what's so kind of like side note, I saw something on social media the other day, but it was this idea of, you guys, your phones aren't listening to you. We can all let go of that idea. What's happening is your devices are like notifying when you're near other people, and your nearness to other people, whatever data is already collected on them, is being like cross-referenced to you. So then it's like, well, if you're in proximity to this person that buys these things, then we'll start showing you those ads as well. So it's not that they're particular, they might, may or may not be listening, but I saw that and I was like, oh, this is crazy. This cache of information they have. And to me, it was like, all that information does is controls my emotions. So I better be really, really good at being aware of my emotions and knowing how I have the responsibility for them. So if indeed someone does take my attention and create an emotion in me, my only job is not to fight that. It's to be like, oh, there's an emotion in me. What's the solution to that emotion?
Correct. You know, and the idea that we are the product in that way, it's just really helpful to know, because then you can understand, again, you are being invited to get on this pendulum every time you look at your phone. So how do we
talk to people? I mean, I was at baseball yesterday. There are lots of pendulums I was joining with people, because of conversations, we're expressing each other. We're trying to like let people know who we are and what we think inside. So they happen all the time. But I do want to remind you back to the terrorist attacks, in case there was something else you wanted to say about them.
Then I did. Thank you. I read, and then I just got more scared and more anxious about it. And finally, I was like, okay, what is an action that I can take that will make me feel better? So I found an organization, I did a little research, and I donated money. And that was a productive solution. So we're inviting you, notice the pendulums first of all, and then get quiet like Christy did. What's a solution? And like I did, like, what's a solution? Because we live in this messy, these are all really emotional things. We're making light of it because that's a perfect place to think.
examples.
And because we've been doing this work consistently to not be on this, because we know it doesn't help our families at all. It doesn't help our mental health at all. It doesn't help our clients at all. It's just, there's no good outcome of being on this pendulum. So when you can understand you're on it and then ask, what is a solution? I encourage people, what is like the next best thing for me to do? Don't even think of how do I solve all of this? And that's what I loved. Teal Swan had a video about the time in history we are in right now as like this healing crisis. We are wanting the world to be different. Well, here it is. It's getting different, but it is a complete mess. And if we try to solve any one of these things, they're insolvable right now. That all of these sicknesses that have been under the surface are coming to the surface, and they're not fixable on that surface level. There's this healing that when each of us individually is healing, that's the only solution that's around right now. And the only way that I can be my most healthy self is to be off the pendulum. And then yay, thank you. Like, things are healing.
Yes.
I really, when I've heard a few different teachers talking like this, that we are healing into the space we want to be, but there's a lot of quote unquote infection that's coming to the surface that has needed to for hundreds of years.
It's just really important to know where your energy is going. And if you're giving it away, you can stop doing that.
And powerful. Also, so much compassion, because we're just in this really insane time where holding your own energy and being empowered is like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Because of the space that we're in.
But that's the lesson. That is the lesson. It's like individual responsibility, I believe, is the lesson, personally for me anyway.
And freedom, responsibility and freedom. We want this. We want freedom from all of these things that, you know, have been, that our power has been given to. And this is how you do it.
So it's so funny that you just said the word freedom, because I think it definitely, we need to stand kind of like in that word for a second in this conversation, because when you think about the state of the United States, and I think I've said this before in the podcast when we've talked about the emotional scale, but if I were to like put our country that we personally live in on the emotional scale, it would be fluctuating between courage and anger. Like it would be courage, desire, and anger. That's where it would land as a
life. Pride is in there.
Yeah. And pride. So when I hear that word freedom, people use that word within that life view. I think it's a misnomer in that way, because freedom only comes from your ability to free yourself from feeling that helpless feeling, that feeling that I felt in the pickup line. That's the feeling people get before they use drugs. That's the feeling people get when they're anxious, like that feeling of helplessness. The reason it feels so uncomfortable is it's actually against our nature, because we have the ability to solve problems. And that's where the freedom lies.
That's the energy, right? So freedom, let's change it to empowerment, because it's a lovelier word. But
I want to reclaim the word freedom. I want to take it.
I was just going to say, we've been given this idea. Freedom has been bastardized, is coming to my mind.
Yeah.
Brought down into nationalism
and
war. If we war against something, we will be free.
If we have the right government structure,
we will be free.
If we have the right tax brackets, we will be free. If we have the right blah, blah, blah,
religion,
all the things. So, I just laugh because there's a group here in the town that I live in on Facebook. I'm not a part of it. And it's called Freedom Fighters. I'm like, like these two things don't go together, because freedom is more of like a letting go.
You can't fight your way to freedom. Oh my gosh, that's very powerful. So freedom is freedom from anybody else needing to save anything else or conquer anything else or win anything else from you. You can be free right now where you stand in your
It's like letting go of the fight. That doesn't mean you're not going to still be determined to like affect change, but you're letting go of the idea of fighting, and you're resolving in yourself any feelings attached to it so that you can actually be neutral or higher on the scale and show up in the way that you are really what you're probably asking underneath it all. But you're kind of like bumping back into this feeling of helplessness, which creates a fight.
The idea that we're going to fight our way, the heart desire of all of us as humans is this freedom. It's our method of getting there. And Christy and I want to share a method that's more effective than spinning yourself on a hamster wheel of being on a pendulum.
Not only is it more effective, but it's the only truth that I can see, which is it's inside you. What are your feelings saying? And what's a solution if they are not peaceful, neutral, or in that higher echelon of the emotional? And that's not to say we don't have the low emotions. Let yourself have them and don't let yourself stay there.
We're moving out of war. We're moving out of warring our way to peace. I think we figured out in history that it hasn't worked. It's helping a few people at the top who make a buttload of money off of it. And I think that's this healing crisis that we're in, is we're waking up to who we really are and what freedom truly, really is. Individual autonomy.
I got this feeling inside is like, what we're really waking up to is like reclaiming our resources.
Our empowerment of who we always were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's no big deal.
No big deal, everybody.
This involves the entire universe evolving. No big deal. We got you.
The coolest part is like,
you're good to go.
That can make you spin a little bit, but it's like, yeah, we'll come back to the school pickup line. That's where it starts.
Exactly. And conversations with our friends. And, you know, when I'm free, this is the biggest thing for me, is when I'm free, and the word that I'm using, taking empowered, when I'm empowered, I can truly see you be in relationship with you and love you. I don't need you to be any other way than what you are right now. I can accept you. And you do not have to do what I do or agree with me or think I'm right. This is what we're doing, is we have to heal every small conversation and interaction, because that is the whole. I'm a little cell, but everything in me is going to, it affects the whole if I'm healthy or not. Yeah.
100%. We're all connected. There it is. And we all need our energy back. So everyone, use this metaphor of the pendulum, this visual of the pendulum, and just help yourself find freedom, free your energy, free yourself, and get a little bit healthier. Because when you do, everybody else does too.
If you have any questions, find in Facebook or Instagram where you see this video. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, I'm always happy to talk about the pendulum. Thanks, Serena. It was a lovely conversation. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We are so happy to be back.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. Leave us a review, subscribe so more people can find us.
And if you want more information about me or Christy, there's a link to both of our websites in the show notes. And we'll see you next time.